from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
You're welcome. I mean, very kindly, Mr. Hester. Yes. All right, Paul, the TJ Watt quotes. We'll sneak these in at the end. Kay Adams, who used to host Good Morning Football, she's tremendous. So is Jamie Erdahl, who hosts it now. Both great. Kay Adams was in Latrobe, interviewed Watt and Tomlin. Pick out a clip here and give it to us, Sean.
Okay, there's several records that he could potentially break, and he was asked what record he would most covet.
You got Strahan's record, of course, and then you have your brother's 18 and a half. Which one do you want more?
Honestly, the individual stuff, I know it sounds cliche, but it's all in the past. It's all about trying to first and foremost win the playoff game. Those people that have followed me know that at this point in my career, all I want to do is get to the playoffs and win a playoff game and take it one game at a time.
It looks real on video that I've seen, my first time to Latrobe, it seems very chippy, high intensity at 100. Is this the most intense camp you've been a part of here in Latrobe?
It's definitely been the most intense in recent years that I can remember, just because we have so many new guys. We have, especially at key positions, I mean, you got Patrick Queen inside, Deshaun Elliott in the back end too, and then obviously the new first round pick at right tackle, some young other offensive linemen, and those running backs are very chippy as well. So as you saw last night in backs on backers, guys are getting after it, and we'd much rather say woe than sick 'em.
Repeating his coach's favorite quote for one of them. Paul, is this guy in danger of becoming the modern, through no fault of his own, I might remind you, the modern day Dick Butkus, like a legendarily great linebacker who never wins a playoff game? He is 65 days from turning 30.
Yeah.
And he has been playing now for 7 seasons. Does he win a playoff game in his career?
I think he'll win a playoff game. I don't know that he'll ever win a Super Bowl, though. You know, unless he gets traded somewhere. But I mean, he basically came along at a time when the Steelers were in transition, unfortunately. They were sort of winding down the Ben era and, you know what I mean, going into the unknown of the whatever's next era.
But he's still got some prime Ben years. And again, this isn't about T.J. Watt.
No,
it
isn't.
This is about circumstances.
Right.
And I mean, the one game against Patrick Mahomes, he had a strip sack, fumble, touchdown. He scored a touchdown.
He scored a touchdown, for God's sakes.
In that game. But I think he's in danger of that. He is in danger of that. Then he also said that it's the most intense camp they've had in years.
Right.
You buy in the Steeler hype in camp, or is it the same every year? They probably said the same thing last year.
Yeah. I buy that they're they're going to be very, I think they're going to be similar to what they were last year. I don't think they're going to be that much different than last year. It'll look a little different. The offense might be a little bit better, but I think at the end of the day, we're probably talking about a team that's a 10-7 type team that's probably still not as good as like the top couple of teams in the AFC.
Well, tomorrow we're going to get more into the quarterback situation.
The one thing I am just sort of worn down by is the constant need to, now the new thing is that Justin Fields has just looked amazing and he's finding his feet and he's making plays. Look, I guarantee you every camp of his life, because of his skill set, he's looked incredible at times.
But it's different here. And I wrote about this for the Post-Gazette. He's so good at running the football and they want to run the football, and he's been given all these reps, they have to be at least tempted at this point to say, what if we went, and this was Dan Orlovsky right. the other day, what right. if we went full zone read Lamar early days with Greg Roman here and just gave the ball to Justin? I have to believe they're tempted.
Could be interesting, for sure. But I don't know. Again, I got to see it.
I know, but anytime you get in the door for that job interview,
yeah,
you can impress people.
I gotta see it. That's all.
I know. We'll start the show tomorrow by talking about, unless something happens tonight that's unbelievable in the Pirate game, like, I don't know, throwing a righty against a lefty late in the game. Like, what would be the worst possible matchup tonight in the Padres lineup? Who's their hottest hitter right now?
Well, they've got. Here's the thing. They've got some guys that just are. They hit the ball all, you know. Actually, average-wise, they hit it better than Arizona. They don't have some of the power numbers that Arizona does up and down their lineup.
Right.
But average-wise, they actually, I think, are number one in the league right now in batting average, which means, you know, guys get on. And, of course,
Manny Machado, batting cleanup. He's not even having that great of a year at all. But they've got, yeah, you're right. They've got guys who just pound the ball. It starts at the top with a 305 hitter in Arias that they traded for. But again,
yes. How about that?
It would seem to me that the Pirates could have made that deal. All right, Paul. It's been fun to be back.
They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys with 13 home runs or more. You know.
I'm looking forward to watching the game. I'm looking forward to watching the U.S.
I think I'm going to go to the game, actually.
Basketball team. At 3:30 today.
Oh, they're playing. They're playing at 3:30.
They're playing Brazil.
By the way, I was just talking about this. These two teams, France and Canada, combined have 19 NBA guys out of the 24 guys on the roster.
It's unreal. I was just watching it. I had a lot of time to watch documentaries the last couple of days about the Redeem Team and the Dream Team and everything else, and how and when basketball became such a global sport. When are we done here, Sean? Right now. Good night, Paul.
Good night.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Let me tell you a little bit about FanDuel is where I'm going right now. And we were just mentioning what we're watching these days in sports, and the best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, because right now new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton to soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all, so don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Starkey to sign up and start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of KDKA. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.